I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net, it was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.
Let's fire it up. That's my voice, ladies and gentlemen.
Does that make it
sound more compelling? Yeah. I don't know. Net positive, baby. Dude, we were just talking before we started the pod. We're out here on these charts. Hey, thank you, everybody who likes, shares, likes interacting with the pod, send it to your friends
and subscribe. So the people who subscribe, especially to the new YouTube channel.
Yeah. It's subscribe growing. To the YouTube. The YouTube channel's growing.
Yep.
The podcast is on, I looked it up. We are 140, the 140th. And there's a lot of charts of all podcasts in the United States of America.
Huge.
But that's
top 150, dude,
of all of them.
Come on.
Of all of them. And how many, I look up, I was like, oh, how many?
I think this is what, 38 this week?
38th no, how many episode? How many podcasts are these? I was like, how many podcasts are there in America?
Oh, and they were like, well, in the world, there's over 5 million.
That is wild.
Yeah.
Dude. Well, I'm in like the top 50 of like numbers in terms of like touring comedians.
Mm-hmm.
And like in the US.
Right.
And you're like, well, how many comedians are there? Like
how many are there?
I don't know. Comedians?
Do you think it's like 1,000 or 10,000?
I mean, in Nashville, I'm going to say 100.
Yeah.
So in
touring?
Touring like how 5.
Many? Right. Yeah.
All right. You got Kathleen Madigan, Jeff Allen, Nate Bargatze, Henry Cho,
Theo.
Obviously Theo, Steve Byrne. If I'm forgetting somebody, I'm gonna feel terrible.
You.
But me. I'm saying like big, like tour.
Yeah,
I mean, Aaron Weber tours.
Theaters.
Yeah. Aaron Weber tour. Like people doing comedy club. Josh Black tours a little bit.
Right.
And there's a lot of guys that do support for other comics that they're touring.
Love it.
But guys that are like selling like tickets.
Yeah.
Like, so you go five here, six,
yeah,
and then probably every city. What size is Nashville? 30th? I think a 30th biggest city in America.
Wow.
Because Lydia's on the news and they rank them by markets.
Wow. Yeah.
Nashville's like top 30.
That's crazy that it's that low.
What?
In city size, I feel like it feels bigger, I feel like. But I mean, I also live here, so I'm biased.
Yeah. It feels, you feel like we're top 10?
Yeah, dude.
Well, you know, I heard
culturally, I think we're super relevant.
Hey, we out
come
here.
On.
I was listening to a Bill Simmons podcast one time, and he was talking about economic development and like growth.
Mm-hmm.
And he said the biggest indicator of growth, and this is why you probably think that the biggest indicator of growth of the city is, he goes, very basic, crane count.
Yeah,
like crane count. Look at the city skyline.
Yep.
How many cranes are up there? And we have 50.
Yeah. When I moved
those skyscraper cranes building.
Yeah.
And
I moved here, they told me we have the most in the country at the time.
Crane
count.
Like
22.
Yeah.
At the same time, we're up.
Where are all the cranes? In Nashville.
Yeah.
Where else are the cranes? Austin? I don't know if they're building down there.
I don't know.
I know like comics are moving there.
Yeah.
But there's not in LA.
Yeah.
There's not in New York.
Right.
I mean, there might be. I mean, there's so many here.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what we need to get?
Hmm.
Like I don't mean to tease this prematurely, but like a Patreon or something like that. And
then
if you are in this level of like subscriber, if you come to Nashville, because a lot of people come here,
you can
watch the pod.
That would be sick.
Like
people
live.
Don't know what's off camera. We have couches and it's a big space.
Here. Yeah.
Like it's,
and sometimes we have, there's two of us, sometimes it's three, sometimes four. Keely's here today. Sometimes five, sometimes people come in, and that would be sick.
We could, I mean, if we brought like chairs
set up like 10 over here.
Yeah. We could do 10 over there. We could do another 10 over here.
Yeah, the live pod, like in the comedy club, those are like, I think, fun live, but like I don't like to listen to them.
Yeah they're better experience when you're there, for sure.
Yeah, it's a cool live, like if somebody's doing a comedy show and then a live pod,
mm-hmm.
you're like, it's a fun, but it's not a comedy show,
right?
My agent is always like, hey, don't mess with the Golden Goose.
Yeah.
The Golden Goose is like,
hey,
the
this
live,
is working.
The live touring. He's like, don't like be like, I'm going to do a live pod. He's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, dude. Headaches.
Speaking of, dude.
Yeah.
this we are on the road another 3 weeks, and we're going out until
talk about it
July, baby. January, end of January, 2 weeks, Huntsville, 5 shows, sold out. Bowling Green, February, Bowling Green, sold out. Cincinnati, 2 shows, both sold out. Saginaw, Michigan, still has tickets. Indianapolis, 1 show, sold out. 2nd show, still has tickets. Shipshawana, 2 shows, sold out. Grand Rapids has tickets. March, Albuquerque, El Paso, Midland, Shreveport, Fort Worth. 2nd show added. Fayetteville, 2nd show added. Cleveland, Mississippi, where I don't even know where that is, almost sold out. Memphis sold out, added a 2nd show. St. Louis, Fayetteville, North Carolina. April has got a ton of shows. And then we're going May and June, which is a bunch of those shows are sold out.
Which I don't know how you remember all of those. Like, well, like which ones are sold out? Where are you added new shows?
Dude, like, that's like my only, like, because when they message my agents or whatever, like, hey, do you want to add a 2nd show in wherever? Mm-hmm. That's like the best email to receive.
Yeah, that makes
nothing
sense.
Better. But dude, think about this, because I asked my agent, I go, why are we selling so many tickets? Mm-hmm. And my agent represents a bunch of other comics, and he goes, John, like, I don't know how else to tell you this, but like, it's like the roaring 20s of comedy, of live comedy, in terms of like he goes, there's people are selling so many tickets right now. And I was thinking about it, because I was like, I think I know. Wow. Like this, in the first time in human history, this is probably the last 4 or 5 years, is that every person that's working at a cubicle or desk job or wherever, you can now say something on your social media and get fired.
Yeah.
Everybody listening to this podcast, you could put something on the internet that will get you fired.
Yep.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
So what does that do? So now everybody's like, well, I can't. People are being consciously or subconsciously being like careful about what they say.
Mm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And what does that do? Makes it, when someone is saying it,
yeah,
it makes it so much more powerful.
Yep.
Because it used to be you could just spout off, or like you could have a job and you could cut somebody off on the interstate. They could look you up, see where you work, find you, call your boss, get you fired.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could say something about any of these polarizing topics that are in the culture. You could say your opinion on them and get fired mm-hmm. from your job.
Yeah.
And I'm 38, but I don't remember that ever existing.
Yeah.
And that's what makes speech or a comic going and saying the things so desired.
Yeah.
That's the only way I can think of it.
That plus COVID.
Yeah, that plus COVID. Yeah.
COVID locked everybody inside.
It locked everybody inside, and that people want to get out. Yep. And COVID, and I think
comedy came back way quicker than music.
Way quicker.
Way quicker.
Oh, because they were in, yeah, we were kind of, yeah.
You guys got back in like clubs and in theaters and everything, like arenas 3 weeks. Immediately.
Yeah. Because we didn't have to, it was kind of like, hey, just turn the microphone on.
There was so much to joke about. You had to get back on stage.
And I think the culture, when the culture is kind of upside down a little bit.
Yeah.
Where you don't believe what maybe the government or maybe the news is telling you.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go, we got to go hear somebody say it like it, because we've kind of thought these things.
Right.
And then you get like, that's why I think comics a lot get canceled, or the comics getting canceled is like, how often do you see that? Every other week.
Yeah.
About another comic. Cause like he, it's like saying things that you're like, there's an opposition to it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who's opposed to like chilling on a dirt road? Nope. And I love Jason Aldean.
Apparently, a lot of country fans.
Yeah.
Who, like, the other traditional country artists?
Yeah, who's
I guess.
On the other side of like? Yeah. What, they're like, I don't know. Yeah. Or like, whenever someone gets seems like whenever someone gets tries to people try to cancel all their stock goes up.
Yeah.
We try to, and they go, I don't know, I want to hear what that guy's to say.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the only reason why Trump was like successful is because they took him off Twitter.
It definitely made people look him up.
They go, wait, what? Hold on, what? Yeah. What's it like? Hold on, what's he saying?
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah. That's the Streisand effect.
Yeah. Whenever like I just go, I mean, I promote the shows kind of like on my social media, like I have them, but that like they're just
Yeah, you don't do a ton of promo.
Not, I don't think so.
I follow and other people, who do a ton of promo.
Yeah, and I do it when I can. Yeah. I show them where I'm going to be.
No, you mix it in well.
He's like, yeah, dude, we out of here selling tickets. What are we going to talk? We have a bunch of hot show.
We got a dense show. It's dense quick, show. But it is densely packed.
All right, let's get to, right off the top.
Pick a topic.
I'm going to tell a story about the gun.
Okay.
Okay, so I went to, but I have, do you have a gun? You don't have to say.
I might.
You can say, yeah, you might or might not. Mm-hmm. Andrew?
not cutting to himself.
Yeah, not cutting to himself. He don't want to cut to himself. Okay. I have one, and I want to buy another one. That was like on my 2023 like list of things to do. I go, I can do this. I can knock this one out now.
Yeah.
So I go to buy the gun. I don't know anything about guns.
You say one gun, please.
No, I want to get you.
I'm here, and I will have one gun, please.
Order for a gun, please. It's kind of like, well, I have one that I keep in my house.
Mm-hmm.
I keep in my nightstand.
Yep.
And then I go. Well, I want to have one like for my car.
Yeah. We got that law here too, where you can do that.
Yeah, you could do that.
Castle law.
This is funny. So I'm not going to give away the guy's name because I don't want to get him in trouble. I have someone I know.
Schmablo Schmescobar.
Yeah.
We'll call him.
Is a police officer.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And he, so I was driving, I was in like a very residential area down in like Spring Hill.
Cool.
Okay. Going home from my buddy's house. He has three kids, very commercial, very residential area. I was driving. And I was, some guy pulled up on me, mm-hmm. like close behind me.
Yeah.
And I was like annoying. I left after Saturday, Sunday night football. It was like 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Unnecessarily behind me. And I looked at, I'm going 40 and the speed limit is 30.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like.
Yeah. What can I'm doing everything I can here.
And I don't, dude, listen, I don't know what, maybe it's a man thing. Mm. I just didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't. Dude. So I'm embarrassed to say this. I was telling my girlfriend, I just like brake checked him.
Mm-hmm.
For no reason.
Sure.
That's just like a.
Hey, it's a, hey, I see you.
It's like a teenager. Well, if you do this, let me do this. It's a teenager.
Yeah.
Because, and Lydia goes, there's so many, like road rage is off the charts.
Yeah.
Currently, it's off the charts.
Somebody got shot in Nashville
off the
very recently.
Road rage is off the charts. Yeah. And I have my own philosophies about why, but we don't get into that.
Sure.
I relate it though.
Yeah.
I just don't, I'm not. So I just like checked him.
Yeah.
And then we were in a two lane, double yellow. And the guy gives me, 30 seconds or something and then goes around me. Like not in a neighborhood, but like. Okay, he did it, and then I kind of like was gonna like I sped up to try not let him. That's how it happens.
Oh my god!
Yeah, that's how it happens.
That is exactly
how
it happens.
He comes up on me. I didn't like it. I brake checked him.
Yeah,
and then he sped around me, and then I tried to. And then what are we doing now? We're like, now we're like in a thing.
Yeah,
now we're like,
which Fast and Furious movie is this? Like, what are we doing
now? We're like, well, now we're like, dude, I'm in a. This is not.
You're like looking at him. Like,
yeah. Yeah.
What type of car was he driving?
Like a Toyota Tacoma or something like
that.
A
truck?
Or like a 4Runner or something.
Okay.
A 4Runner.
Sure.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then so he's ahead of me and I'm just speeding up now. And I'm like, I'm in this. I'm like, my heart's beating fast. I'm like,
you just finished watching football.
Nah,
still riled up. Guy stuff.
And so he gets up and then he turns like into a neighborhood. And like,
goes home to his wife and kids,
or to his parents.
Yeah, like, right.
Because he's probably gonna be home by 11:30.
He was just trying to make curfew. That's all it was, dude. It had nothing to do with you.
Nothing. So anyway, so I text.
So you followed him home?
No, I didn't follow him home. I let him go but I thought about it, and I wished, dude, like the escalation. What I don't know how else to say this, but everybody's probably going to relate to this. It was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
The adrenaline. And that's what I understand about, like, obviously I don't want to support any kind of like gang activity or anything like that or violence, obviously, but it is. I was in it.
It's kind of fun.
I don't know how else to say that.
It's a little fun. Just a little bit. It's fun.
It's fun.
It's fun until it's not.
Until it's not.
The moment it's not, like the moment he rolls down the tinted window and you see a barrel pointed at you.
Yeah, yeah.
Now it's not fun anymore.
Oh, it's different. Oh,
breaks.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
All right. So, well, that's what I asked.
Eject.
We're in too far.
Yeah.
I got a family. I text my let me read you exactly what I said to him because okay. I don't want to say it wrong. I don't want to say it wrong because I go, this is going to, you're going to die laughing at this, dude. I said, hey, okay. I said, bro. He said, yes. And this is at 11:12.
Always a great start to a combo, by the way.
Bro. I said, bro, at 11:12. He said, yo, at 11:13. Mm-hmm. So he's like, I'm locked in. Mm-hmm. What's up? And this, he goes, I said, am I allowed to tell someone that I have a gun in my glove box, or is that a threat?
This is the police officer that you're texting.
My buddy.
Gotcha.
Am I allowed to say, hey, I got a gun? And he said, he said, what's the circumstance? I know. I go, heated argument. He goes, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. Fantastic.
I go, yes, sir. He goes, you good? I mean, he's like, yo.
He's like, dude. I need more context here.
I go, okay, but if someone approaches me and my car in an aggressive way, can I say, be careful, I have a gun?
You just want a yes at this point. You're just fishing for a yes. How do I get a yes? Goes, you can say that.
He says, you can, but I would just try and avoid that conversation. Just tell him to kick rocks and move on. I go, I'll try that tactic. He goes, what was the dude argument about? I go, nothing serious, just a little dust up. He goes, yeah, be careful. A ton of people are crazy. You never know who's armed and have other things going on. Road rage and all those incidents have skyrocketed recently. Also, you never want to say, you never want to say you have a gun, then someone pops off and you are not ready to go.
Yeah.
I was like, oh yeah, right. Yeah. Because if I heard my buddy in high school, my buddy named Justin, somebody cut him off and he had his gun in the side of it and he pulled it up and just tapped on his glass.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
that's a cool guy move.
That's so, but that, you go to jail for that.
Yeah.
Well, you can't do that.
Or worse.
Yeah. Because you're threatening someone with a,
right.
You can't do that.
Yeah.
I go, oh, but if I'm like sleep, because sometimes I'll drive long distances in my car and like sleep at a gas station,
mm-hmm.
and I have my gun on my center. I pull it out and put it in my center console,
mm-hmm.
which is, I don't really think that through. But if somebody is coming to do something, you can, but he's like, try not to never do that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. Don't, okay. Like, I like the practice of like, don't pull it out unless you're actually ready to use it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Don't like, yeah.
Someone now, else you, might be ready to use it before you
hope
are.
That deters criminals because you can rob a house, but there might be a husband in there,
yeah.
or a wife.
Yeah.
And they might have a shotgun.
Yeah.
So
I've had so many gun conversations this week.
Have you?
A ton of gun conversations. We were talking about it actually last week. We were talking about it in here.
Would you pull up that story from the news?
Yeah. So this is just looking at like, you texted me and said, I want to talk about guns this week, right?
Yeah.
And
no, that, I didn't say it like that. No. I want to talk about guns. Yeah,
whoa, chill.
Gun show. Yeah.
So
I'm like registered to the NRA now.
So I started looking into stuff.
Yeah.
Nashville saw a record year of gun thefts from cars specifically
yeah.
this year.
Yeah.
So since 2017, it's up like 80%.
He said this is the number one country in the nation. The number one city in the nation.
Over 1,300 guns were stolen from cars in 2022 in Nashville alone.
That's
over
so many.
1,300 guns.
Okay, so I went to, I didn't go to get the gun because of the road rage thing.
Unrelated.
It's not unrelated, but yeah. So I go, hey, I want to have a gun in my car, mm-hmm. and the guy goes, well, don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I go. He goes, he showed me these statistics, like Nashville, everybody's getting their gun stolen from their car.
Yeah.
And I go, I don't know. Remember the lady got mad when I said I was rich on the podcast? I was like, well, I go, this might be a flex. And if they smash my windshield and like grab my gun, it's mm-hmm. like, I go, what's the worst that could happen? He goes, a criminal has your gun. I go, no, you're right. I go, yeah, no. Yeah. Oh, yeah, 100%. Because I go, I don't know. I'd not be ideal.
Right.
But I go, I mean, he goes, yeah, a criminal has your gun.
Maybe I'm not explaining this right.
I go,
a criminal has your gun.
No, you're right. So anyway, I go, well, he's like, you can either keep it in a safe or lock it or holster it or take it in back and forth. I go, all right. Well, so I go, I want a gun like the one I already have.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, all right, well, what kind of gun do you have? I go, I don't know. It looks like kind of like that one. And then we weren't really quite sure. But because my only thinking was, I want
the most
same,
casual gun over
I
got all
this
time.
One. Yeah, I want the same kind of bullets mm-hmm. for both. So if there's ever an emergency, I go, oh, these are the wrong with it. I go, yeah. and I like that one, and I know how to shoot it. Mm-hmm. I know how to use it. So he goes, I go, well, can I just go get mine from the car and show it to you? Mm-hmm. And like, it's this one. Mm-hmm. And he goes, is it holstered? I go, yeah. He goes, okay. So I went, and got it, and I brought it, but I'm not a gun guy.
Right.
Like I know how to shoot it, and yep. I know how to obviously load it, unload it, and all the safety things that all the protocol you have to go through. And I've been to the range and shot it several times. Yeah. Right.
You're a responsible gun owner.
Yes. And mm-hmm. within the rules and all the, yeah, cool. I didn't buy it from a pawn shop. I bought it legally. It's a registered, all the stuff.
Scraped off the serial numbers.
All the stuff when they came over here and established this country, they wrote down.
Yeah.
I did all that.
Cool.
Okay. Yeah. So
covered.
Yeah. But I don't like, you know, if there was like a, like my brother-in-law is like deep in like finance and like Wall Street. He's like, if someone's deep in it, you know how to speak, and they would know someone that's either new or doesn't know what he's talking about.
For sure.
If you're a doctor, you if you're a podcast, the same way, like, oh yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yep.
So I bring this gun in, like I go, like I hold it in like two, like I'm Aladdin looking for like bread from the like market. I go, here it is. They're like, okay. And other guys are in this gun store. They're like, okay. And so
they all start nudging each other.
Yeah, they go, like, hey, you see this guy? So he goes, oh, that's the one. And then I didn't know what to like do with it, because you want to set it on the counter, and then like you can't point the barrel. You know, the barrel like point, you shouldn't.
Yep.
So I go, I don't know which way to point it, because everywhere 360 is people. So I was just kind of holding it. Mm-hmm. And then another guy goes, is there any reason we have an unsecured weapon? He goes, he was walking by, he worked there. Is there any reason we have an unsecured weapon in the store? I go, or uncleared or something un,
yeah,
something. And I yeah. go,
un is bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
If something is un, it is bad.
He goes, do you mind if I clear it? Mm-hmm. I go, yeah, okay. So I gave it to him, and he like checked, right, to see if there's any bullets in there. Took out the magazine, see if there, no bullets in there, all good. He goes, all right, just secure it. And I was like,
dude, so you tucked it in your waistband?
No, keep in mind, dude, I just came from playing golf at like the pro, like at the country club. I had khaki pants on, a white belt, and like a polo.
A white belt.
Like a golf belt and like a polo.
Yeah.
And I go, and I was trying, there's like a clip, there's a little clip on the holster to like put it on your waistband.
Yeah.
But I didn't. I was like trying to pull out my white belt to like get this clip, and everybody was looking at me like, dude, get this guy.
Like, hey man, first gun.
Yeah. Hey, dude. Cause everybody else was like doing like gun stuff.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not dressed like a gun guy. I'm like, I have nothing. It was just so out of pocket. And that guy was like,
is a white belt the most un-gun guy
gotta be.
Apparel
gotta
of all time?
Be. Or anything. It was like, it's always a very like subtle, and maybe this is Nashville, I'm not sure, but very like subtle, like Republican energy in there. Mm. There was like, it was like very like a lot of American flags. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if this is everybody.
Eagle.
Yeah.
Images. All
a lot
over
of that
the
kind
place.
Of stuff. Yep. A lot of like a make America great again hat, or like a make guns great again, or some
variation.
We get it. We get it. Yeah. Some variation of the red hat with the white. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sounds really subtle.
Yeah. Very. Yeah. But it, yeah. Well, it is a very, I went to, oh, we got to get back to this topic, because I wanted to figure about the, what cars would you steal a gun from? Cause okay. I said, but, anyway, we were at lunch on Sunday after church, and it was a very, you know, Hampton Social.
Yeah.
The place right next to that. It's a very boomerangy type place. Like, it's very
Liberty
trendy.
Commons.
Yeah, 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 yeah. And the guy, and there was the QR code.
Yeah.
With the menus. And I was like, I told the waiter, I go, hey, I want to like, can I get like, I want to ask for like a paper menu, but is that like a Republican thing? And he started laughing. He goes, nah, dude. I go, you know what I'm saying? Like, tell me you're Republican without telling me you're Republican.
Yeah,
it's like paper menu.
Yeah.
Give me one of the. I go, is that?
I want to hold it.
Is
I
that like
read it.
Is that like a Republican thing? He goes, no, you're good.
That's funny.
I go, okay, I'm safe.
He gave it to you, no problem?
Yeah, no problem. The gun or the remains? Both.
Both, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got two guns now.
So bring it back to the cars.
Well, I texted you about this because everybody's stealing guns from cars.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted you this week. I go, if you were trying to steal a gun, what kind of car would you look for? And then where would you look for it?
Mm-hmm.
And I was like,
this is a tough one.
All right.
But so, I think there's right answers.
Yeah. And there's probably right. Like if you were like a Prius, there's not a gun in there.
No. Yeah. No.
Right?
No.
And I would do a truck in the Bass Pro Shops parking lot.
No doubt.
There's a gun in there.
No doubt.
Unless it's on him.
Right.
Yeah, unless it's on him.
Yes.
Like say what you want, but we've talked about the Soho House a lot. The Soho House parking lot, there's probably no guns in those cars.
I don't think that's the spot for guns. I don't think so.
If you had 2 hours and you had to get a gun, mm-hmm. you had to get what I would it would go truck.
For sure truck.
Right?
No doubt. And I think also possibly the older the truck, the better. Like the more, maybe old isn't the right word. Yeah. The more like working class the truck appears, the more character on the
again,
truck.
Again, this is not stereotyping. This is like if-
Well, it literally is, but yeah.
It is. No, actually, you're right. You're right. No, it is, 100%. Where would you go? A truck.
Truck for
like
sure.
A truck, a working man. That's a good one. A working man. Truck.
One with the tool chest in the bed.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one.
Yeah, yeah.
That guy's
unless
got
he
guns.
Unless he has it on him.
Right.
So lifted F-150 with, you ain't taking our guns. That guy, he's two gun.
Mm-hmm.
So it's either.
Because he's going to take it with him.
It's or he has it locked in a safe. You want someone that's like, me.
You want you. So, so actually, maybe I'm wrong then on which kind of truck. Maybe it's the newer school trucks. Maybe maybe a Ford Raptor.
A Raptor. Yeah,
truck
yeah,
guy,
yeah, yeah.
Not really, though. Probably has a gun to play the role, but then doesn't really know what to do with it. So he just tucks it in his glove box.
And feels better about himself.
Yes.
But he's not backing it up.
And definitely doesn't have a carry permit, so he's not taking it with him.
It's
sitting in the car.
You got to have a carry permit.
Right.
So you can have it in your house or your car.
Right.
But you go, why Nashville? That makes sense.
Yeah, because you can have it there.
And think about what kind of city Nashville is. It's like metropolitan city, so it's big enough,
mm-hmm.
but it's still like southern
mm-hmm.
and like pro. Like, I don't know if you go down to like Huntsville and start bashing, you might get shot.
I feel like that's a good way to get shot.
If you don't go out into Montgomery, Alabama, in a Walmart parking lot. Like,
right.
That seems dangerous.
Yeah.
But you go to like Minneapolis and the percentage of gun or LA,
mm-hmm.
it's not very many gun. There's per capita, it's probably less gun.
Way less guns, I would assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Nashville would be the place.
Yeah. And I think too, if you got to use your context clues there and check for like bumper stickers.
Yeah.
So like you start seeing like maybe a Semper Fi on the back, although that's a guy who's going to probably know how to take care of his guns.
Yep,
so maybe not, but
Semper Fi.
Anything MAGA, I think, is there.
Is a pro gun.
Yep, yeah, yeah. Probably a safe bet. Break
good
that
call.
Window, get in there.
Yep.
Don't, by the way. Don't.
Yeah, don't. 100% don't.
But yeah.
I would say a rainbow flag, but no gun in there.
No gun.
Again, and that's not, I don't know what that is.
Right.
That's a fact.
No, it's stereotyping,
yeah,
but
yeah,
I think it's
with
context clues.
Yeah, with context clues. Yeah. I would say anything electric.
Yeah.
No gun?
Teslas?
No gun.
No, probably tasers.
Tasers, yeah. Some kind of, the pepper spray, that's a good one. Yeah, no gun in there.
No.
Yeah. You would go car-wise, anything, sports car, gun or no?
I don't think so.
No,
I don't think I'd go there.
Yeah.
Maybe like old stuff like Earn's Cadillac.
Gun in there?
I think so.
Earn's Cadillac.
Maybe not like Earn specifically. I don't want to speak on Earn's Cadillac and how he moves. But I think like an old Cadillac like that.
There's a gun in there. Revolver.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Revolver. Real long nose barrel.
Yeah. But I ask, what are they like doing with the guns?
Like exactly what you talked about. Well, just banging them on the, tapping them on the window.
he goes, you could be like liable for someone's crime.
Mm-hmm.
You could be liable for someone's crime. If you haven't properly secured it, like if your window is open and you're parked and your door is unlocked and you got a gun,
mm-hmm.
somebody takes it and commits a murder, I think it's on you.
I mean, they're definitely going to start asking you questions.
They're
going to trace that back to you. And
versus if you have it secured, and then as soon as obviously your gun gets stolen, call the cops.
Yeah, you got to report that immediately. Yeah, so if you are one of those people who had one of those 1,300 guns stolen from your car, report that.
Report it. Well, you know what I thought? Mm-hmm. I go to the valet all the time.
Interesting.
At the airport.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, I heard a lot of people, did we talk about this on before? People robbing people's homes when they're at the airport because they already have their garage thing in there.
Oh, wow. And
they look on their registration for their address.
That's a hustle.
Go right to their house, open it, rob them, bring the car back.
And they know when you're coming back because you told them when you're coming back to get the car.
This is like Home Alone.
That's one of those ones.
What kind of podcast is this?
How to get away with that. Yeah. That's one that I would just tip my cap to and be like, hey, you got that
respect.
One, yeah, well played.
Yeah. You can have the TV.
Yeah.
Yeah. You thought that through.
Yeah. Yeah. Well done.
Oh, I don't know how you get it out of the, how do you get the, it's gotta be, you gotta be an inside job with the valet guy. He's got to look the other way to let you go.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Can I read you an email we just got?
Yeah, speaking of. So well, not this speaking is, of, new topic.
This is from Adam S.
Okay.
He says, hey guys, I'm not even sure if I'm able to take issue with ad content, but everything with Jemima was great. However, you shout advertised out the manscaper as something you can use for everything but the face. But I got to say, from the day I got my manscaper 2 years ago, it's been used nearly exclusively. For my mustache and beard. Yep. And it has performed masterfully.
Yeah.
And this is interesting timing that we just got this because Manscaped now has official beard products.
They do?
Officially.
Bow, bow. What? When do they start this? Why don't they tell us?
Brand new. They rolled out this week.
Why don't they say, hey, it's coming?
I know.
They really?
That's what they got. So it's got the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. That's right. They're once again revolutionizing men's grooming.
Hey, check the mailbox because it's coming your way.
Dude,
I'm going to be scaped up. Yeah. I'm going to be scaped top to head to toe. Now we need a Manscaped head trimmer.
For the hair?
Yeah, now we don't need that. Yeah, yeah. Really? Manscaped has a beard trimmer?
Yeah, man.
I'm going to go exclusive. I'm going to go all Manscaped, all in my bed.
Now you can. Yeah.
I was going to say bedroom, bathroom.
It's cordless. It's got a rotary wheel. Say that 5 times fast.
This is big news.
That gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. That's right. Face grooming doesn't need to be hard.
I have that. I have all the guards.
Dude.
In my old one.
It's unreal.
What does it say? This is funny about the ad reads.
Yeah.
There's always like a whole page of like stuff.
Yep.
And I go, I got it.
Yeah.
I'll just take it from here.
Yeah.
And people, I mean, first time there's a beard. Okay. Yeah.
This Manscaped is the most we've ever actually read.
That's a lot going on. Manscaped is top tier. Everybody knows that though.
Yeah. Titanium coated T-blade. Beard shampoo, conditioner, beard oil, beard balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisture. I mean, it's beard like, bomb. This is crazy. And same deal that we've been pushing.
20% off.
20% off, free shipping, manscaped.com, use code NETPOSITIVE.
20% off, free shipping at manscaped.com. And we're going to get one. I bet we'll get one this week.
I hope so, man.
It's going to come through.
My beard's growing out right now. I need it.
Yeah, mine's going to look clean. I got a full face of makeup on right now. Can you tell?
You look good.
Well, we're shooting something for television this morning.
Nice.
But I'm going to be Manscaped from head to toe now.
Love that.
Hopefully I get one. Manscaped.com. What is it? Promo code NETPOSITIVE. 20% off. Free shipping. Let's go. Speaking of. No, this is not speaking of. Oh, yeah. This is on the same topic.
Yeah, go ahead.
I go, do you have like, people always ask me like, what's your biggest fear? People ever ask you that?
Yeah.
What do you say? Spiders or heights or something like
that? Heights are a big one for me. I've been trying to get over it, but
yeah.
Yeah.
Andrew, guy who speaks off mic.
Mm.
Oh, geez. I'm on the spot. I don't really know.
Yeah, you don't know. Keely, do you have one?
I'm not afraid of fear or heights.
Not afraid of fear. Yeah. Not afraid of fear. I don't fear in the eye.
Gun guy over here.
Yeah, big gun guy. You got one? Spiders.
Spiders are on my list too.
Okay.
For sure.
I think I know what mine is.
Okay, go.
This is going to be my answer for the rest. I think I came up with it.
Okay.
You know what it is?
What?
Loitering. Dude.
You're going to need to explain that.
Dude, loitering is, you know what loitering is?
Just hanging out.
Just someone there.
Yeah.
And you don't know what they're doing and you don't know what their motive, like in a parking lot. What's going on here?
Your fear is when other people are loitering.
When other people, God, not me loitering.
They make
when
you,
other people are loitering.
They make you anxious.
Because all I want to know is like, what's good? Like, we were out in a parking lot the other day and we were, they were like, what are you doing? They're like, we're shooting a video. Like, oh, got it. Mm-hmm. Well, we're loading our groceries into our car. Oh, got it. When somebody's just standing there. Because like, if you see any building or any like mall or any, it goes, no guns, mm-hmm. no prostitution, mm-hmm. no smoking, and no drinking, and no what?
Loitering.
Yeah. No standing
it
here.
It makes the top five list.
Of worst things.
Yeah.
Of worst, because why?
Because they up to know, no good.
No, because if you are loitering, something bad is going to happen.
Yeah.
Or like if you're out in a parking lot before a football game and you got cornhole and hot dogs and you're like, oh, what are they doing? Tailgating.
Yep.
We know what that, if you're just like.
What is the saying? Idle hands.
Or the devil's workshop.
Devil's workshop.
Something like
that's
that.
That's what it is.
And because I don't, listen, I don't, and this is a big, it came to me because we were in, obviously I've seen it in parking lots and like we did this thing over Christmas, this like toy drive.
Yeah.
And there was this, everybody, there's a bunch of people volunteering from all over the city. And there was a guy like in a full trench coat. Did we talk about this in
we
here?
Not this part of it. We talked about the toy drive.
There's a guy in like
you
a
didn't
trench.
Mention this
there,
guy.
There, it was, there's a couple like inmates from the prison there.
Right.
And there's obviously, so security was there. And there's a guy like a, you can volunteer from all over the city, just full trench coat, standing outside,
mm-hmm.
just, and everybody goes, what's going on here?
Yeah.
Because he was dressed not appropriate for the, and it was very like, bro, that put me on the edge.
Yeah.
And we were in, I don't know if I'd bring this up or not. Yeah, I'm going to bring it up. We can cut it if we need to.
Sure.
I'm in the Soho House locker room. Hold on, dude. And there's the men's locker room and the women's locker room. And in the middle is the steam shower and the sauna,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's like a couple, there's also showers in there.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's like a bench,
mm-hmm.
you know, right by the steam shower?
Yep.
On either side, yep. And on both sides. And there was someone, a guy, just sitting in there.
Mm.
And I...
You wanted to ask him what's up?
I've been to rehab, dude. I go, what's going on? What's going on here?
Mm-hmm.
Are you not like, no, it's just soliciting sex, but maybe. But you go, what's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you're in the sauna, I mean, you do like intervals. You go, you do like 7 minutes and then you rest and then
right.
you fight, maybe.
Yep.
But I go, anyone that's just.
He wasn't doing that.
No, dude. Okay. And I go, what?
A little concerning.
And I bet who's way more like noticeable of this is women.
I would think
it has
so.
To be.
Yeah.
Because I'm not ever scared, like for my, well, I am scared for my safety.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, what's going on? I just kind of off the side of my eye.
Mm-hmm.
But like Lydia's always walking home from somewhere or going from the restaurant to the
car.
And like,
yeah. Yeah.
Just somebody just,
oh yeah,
standing there and you don't know why they're there.
Yep.
If somebody's following behind you and then they like blink their car and it's the one next to you, you go, oh God. Gosh, thank you. Because
you're
and dude,
I can't believe that the guy at Soho made this list though.
Bro, he would not like,
that's
know.
Crazy.
Yeah, he's probably
just shooting off emails.
He's probably a normal
sessions.
Guy. Yeah. Like, but you don't know. But if you go, if you understand the okay, got it.
Yeah.
Then everybody you're fine.
So and, will you ask people like, hey, what are you doing?
Are you loitering?
Yeah. Couldn't help but notice.
Are you loitering?
You may or may not be loitering. Care to speak on that?
What are you doing? What are you doing here? But that's what.
Do you ask people that?
No, dude.
Yeah.
No, but like a cop, like,
yeah.
Because if you say, like, the only reason a lot of those signs are around everywhere is because if you do it, now they have, hey, there's a no trespass. You're not allowed to be here.
Right.
It's not necessarily keep people out, but once people are in,
yep.
you have reference to something. You said you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
So you're like, what? We have a no loitering. You're not allowed to be. What are you doing?
Yep.
You're like, oh, like outside of a gas station,
mm-hmm.
scared to death.
Yep.
Scared to death. Now, if you're getting gas or going in or getting some fries or chicken or whatever, not fries or chicken, whoever gets that.
What gas
station
is this?
If you're, you know, that makes sense. But somebody just like loitering around, dude. So people,
that's your biggest fear, bro? That's my
biggest
fear,
loitering, biggest fear.
What is number two?
Loitering, because
I want to know what fear. Beat. What did loitering beat?
Death. Yeah.
It's like loitering and then
well, death. You know, people's biggest fear is speaking in front of people.
Yeah.
That's everyone's number one fear.
Yeah.
Public speaking and comedy where you need a reaction, a positive reaction. And if you don't get it, everyone, that has to be public speaking times 100.
Yeah.
It's comedy. Yeah. So my brain isn't like connected to the ones that I should be scared about. Mm. But the ones that are like, everybody else is like,
nothing like heights, spiders, like we were talking about though.
Yeah.
Nothing like that.
Not really. Like we went skydiving and I was like, I kind of gauging off the guy goes, I go, do we need like training or like, should I like learn about where to pull or what to hold on to? He goes, dude, even if you passed out, I can do it.
You're just strapped to my chest. You'll be fine. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it is like what we talked about the other day, like when we were talking about the Damar Hamlin thing, like we want to see a little bit of,
fear
or like danger, but not actually get
the
that
illusion
close
of
to
danger,
it.
I think is what we said.
Not get that close to
yep.
it. Yeah. We made it out alive though. Yeah. But any loitering.
Loitering, dude.
Very concerning. But if you're at the airport, like every crime before the crime was loitering.
Oh, that's funny.
Every crime that was ever committed prior to it is,
besides drive-by shootings.
Drive-by shootings.
Those are quick in and out. Are, not much downtime.
Listen, I've been very responsible with my gun.
Yeah. That's what. If there's anything you take out of this,
should we address the one? We'll get to the news.
Sure.
But I addressed the one. You didn't see that video that I posted.
No.
Okay. All right. Did you hear about the 6-year-old kid that took a gun to school?
I heard a little bit about it.
Okay. The 6-year-old kid in where was it?
I'll pull it up right now.
Virginia
it looks like.
6-year-old kid took a gun to school and shot his teacher. What?
Yeah, that's a timeout.
Dude, what?
Go sit in the corner and think about what you've done.
I wasn't expecting that. Parents wonder how 6-year-old Virginia boy shot teacher after his backpack was searched. Okay.
Oh, interesting. All right, so they're diving into it. This is like jumping ahead 4 days.
Okay, the backpack probably wasn't searched.
Let me just get to the part where she got shot.
She's fine, by the way. The teacher's fine, by the way. Okay, so you know how I always post those like fake news videos?
Yeah.
Like where I'm like somebody that's being interviewed after like a story or whatever, and it's like funny. That's like the satire of it. So I posted a story. Like they were like, we're out here live. Or maybe it's a couple of days later. We're on the campus where a child has shot the teacher. And then you're like, we're still not sure how he got the gun. And then the caption was like, the kid's father. And I was like, listen, put myself
you
in
were
the
playing
news story.
The father. Yeah.
I was like, we do practice gentle parenting at this house. We are like, we like that he's expressing himself. Like,
yeah.
Right. And I made the whole like, we are going to discipline him for this. We are going to take away his iPad. But I go, actually, we're not going to take away his iPad. We're just going to turn off the Wi-Fi. So if there is any games that he wants to play, he has to download them before.
Right.
So we practice. So anyway, I posted the video.
How many days after?
It,
the shooting looks like it happened.
I posted it on Saturday.
This happened Friday.
No. All right. I posted it on a... Maybe I posted it on...
Oh, last week.
Okay,
week,
I posted it on
week,
Wednesday.
So a week later.
I posted it 4 days later. Okay, but listen. First of all...
I love it, by the way.
No one has seen this video because I got crushed.
How long was it up for?
4 minutes. maybe 10 minutes. Maybe 20 minutes max.
And you're like, I can't.
And I was getting... but hold on.
Do you remember any of the comments?
Yes. All right. They're about, okay. So everyone was like, dude, but some comics were like hilarious. When comics think it's hilarious, it's not a good sign. Yeah.
That's how you know.
And somebody's like, hey, meaning like,
hey, this one's for us.
Yo, this one's like, and everybody goes, dude, hilarious too soon though. Dude, hilarious. You're going to get a lot of crap for this. Or like, dude, I'm going to be living in these comments all afternoon. But very like, and this is why, but a lot of people DM'd me like, don't let these liberals silence you. Leave it up. I go, okay. And this is the, this is why I took it down, is because somebody said, because I looked it up and the girl, I looked it up, the teacher is okay.
Yep.
She got shot in the hand.
Cool.
Okay. And then she helped all the other kids out of the classroom, secured the situation. And she's, so I go, all right. And they go, what about the other 6-year-olds in there that are traumatized by some, I go, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That's fair. Mm-hmm. That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
Because she goes, what about the teacher? And I go, this bit is pro teacher. Mm-hmm. Now it's a little, maybe it's a little too soon, but the teacher would agree with this.
I would think
so. The teacher,
yeah.
They're all in the teacher's lounge going, hey, you got to get control of these kids.
Yeah.
Like
parents.
This is out of, like, it's against the teacher.
Right.
And I wanted to, that does deserve satire. It's too soon. That,
yeah. I think that's funny.
It's too soon. But then here's what I, here's the scope that I went through on the joke. So I go, all right. And I was talking to my buddy about this. I go, If the teacher would have died, mm-hmm. not funny, right?
Right.
If the teacher would have been still in critical condition, not funny.
Right.
So I go, shot in the hand is okay.
Yep.
All right. And I didn't think about the other students thing. But then you go, I go, what about if the kid found the gun? Mm-hmm. Then can you make the joke then?
Right.
What if the kid packed the gun and it fell out of his bag on the school bus?
Right.
Can you tell it? What if the gun never went off?
This is the question we always ask. Where's the line?
Yes. Where's the line? So someone just, you like it when I do this.
Yeah.
When I make, so I go, that, and I'm going, all right. And I just didn't consider, I should have sat on it for like 24 hours.
Yeah, but also.
I stand behind the premise.
They, for sure.
Yes.
Also, they canceled school Monday and Tuesday. So those other 6-year-olds are probably like high-fiving that kid.
For
getting school canceled.
Yeah, if they're not.
Once they get over it, it's like, hey,
Yeah, 2 days off. They canceled the school at the place.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, so you go, where is the line of humor? Mm-hmm. And it's somewhere.
People have different lines.
And a lot of people are going, dude, this is the funniest thing you've ever put out.
Yeah.
And I go,
I wish I saw it. You got to send it to me. I need it. Do you think it'll ever see the light of day?
I have it, dude.
Are you going to post, like, how long do you wait until you repost it?
I'll play it right now. No, I'm not playing it.
We can splice into the episode.
Let me just say, I'll just put my part.
It'll hide nicely in the episode. Well, no one will even know.
I think with context, it's.
You've now explained it. We could cut it in. Do you want to airdrop it to me?
Hold on. Oh, let's play it.
I told him not to take the gun from the backpack, but it's unclear how he got a hold of it.
Yeah, he took the gun from the house. I told him not to take the gun.
You're being
but,
the dad.
Yeah. He's 6 and he controls this house, so he took the gun. We do gentle parent in our house, so we're really working on when you're angry, don't express your emotions by taking a gun to your school and loading it and putting it in your backpack and shooting your teacher. But, you know, we've been working on that with him. And just the other day, he got an ice cream cone and he said red sprinkles and they accidentally put orange sprinkles on it. And he threw an entire tantrum and rubbed the ice cream all around the car and threw it in my wife's face. That's not how we would like for him to express it, but we are proud of him for using his emotions. Unfortunately, we are going to have to punish him. So sorry. We don't use the word punish in our household because that's a trigger word for him. We are going to have consequences. Sorry, we don't use consequences either, but we do have this situation handled. Yes, tonight we are going to take away his iPad for the entire evening just so we can think about.
Yeah.
We're not going to take away his whole iPad. Sorry, we're just going to turn off the Wi-Fi to his iPad. So if he wants to play games, he's going to have to play the games he's already downloaded.
Chief says it's also unclear if the parents.
Which
I love it, dude.
Dude, okay.
I love the consistent backpedaling from the dad.
Yeah, no, okay,
Like your kid just shot somebody, but you're worried about your parenting being critiqued.
Yeah, which is like,
well, I'm sorry, we don't use consequences. We don't say that.
So, if you were in that classroom,
yeah,
traumatic.
Yeah,
somebody taking out a gun and trying to harm another person. I never have seen that. I've never seen a gun
firsthand like that. No,
a gun aimed at another human.
No,
I've never seen that. And I would imagine that would take you a long time to come to grips with.
Have they released? Have they released details of like how it played out? Like, did the kid point the gun for a while? Like, did the kid make any demands?
Yeah, or like what? Or like, what
was the kid like? No homework and bonus snack time now
and recess.
Yeah, and she was like, nah. And he was like,
"What? Yeah, what okay, were his?
I
were
told
his,
you what was going to happen.
Yeah, 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 yeah."
And he held it sideways.
And then, yeah, like I was like, "Have you seen Training Day? How'd you knew? How'd you know this?" But like
King Kong
ain't got it. This kid's six, dude. But you always go, "We don't." A kid doesn't like know anything at six. I'm like, yeah, he does.
He clearly knows that.
He does. And you're like making fun. You're not making fun of. Any kind of, you're making fun of the fact that a six-year-old, you're making fun of the parents
yeah.
and their parenting.
Yeah.
And the idea that a kid would think that, is that okay?
That's crazy, wild. Man.
And also, the people of this country are like, what?
Yeah.
When you see something like that, it rests heavily on you.
Six.
So you go, oh, come on. But,
dress himself, but got a gun to school. He's like, hey, and shot someone.
Don't tell him about all these things because he's six. He's too young. What?
What would they, I mean, what do you do? What if he killed the teacher?
What do you
do with a six-year-old murderer?
I have no idea. No one has any idea. We can't put him on trial.
What do you think is the youngest murderer ever?
On purpose murder?
Yeah.
Yeah, it couldn't be an accidental. If a kid accidentally grabbed a gun and shot his sister on accident, that doesn't count. But yeah.
No, I'm talking about like premeditated. They were loitering for a long time
loitering. How do you load? I don't even barely know how to load mine. I mean, 8-year-old boy from world's youngest serial killer?
This says, this kid was born in 1998 in the village of Mushahar in Bihar. This is the Indian Express, so I would assume that's in India.
Yeah.
He has murdered three people. First committed murder at the age of 7.
What?
This is a wild episode of the show.
Some people don't believe in the Lord, and I don't understand that because the evil exists, and it's inside of people, Doug.
Bro, 7 years old?
And then multiple.
Murdered his 6-year-old cousin in 2006. killed his baby sister who was 8 months old.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can stop. This is just
dark. I think there's a Michael Costa.
Sheesh.
I could be wrong, but I think he has a bit about, he goes, it's always too soon for a gun joke in America.
Because
there's one every day.
Yeah, yeah.
He goes, it's
0 days since too soon.
Yeah, too soon. It's always too soon. Yeah. So like, I you know Brian Bates?
No.
Brian Bates is a comic here in town. Great comic, great joke writer.
Cool.
One of the best joke writers in town. He did a Damar Hamlin joke the next day.
Bold.
And he goes, I donated, I don't remember what the joke was, but I donated $100 or $200 or whatever it was to Damar Hamlin's holiday gift fund. And then he left the hospital like the next day. He goes, oh, I was hoping, you know what I'm saying? For a little bit, like I thought he was going to be in there longer, which is funny.
Yeah.
And I go, dude, did you get any like pushback for that? He goes, nah. I go, what? So you just don't.
Wow. That's one I thought for sure.
That's what I said.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I said. I go, I'm getting crushed for mine.
Yeah.
But I just go, I don't really, the only thing that I wanted to, because there's people on the internet are like, we need your apology. I go, first of all, I would never apologize for that. I am not, and I will not ever apologize for missing on it. I wouldn't even call it a miss. I didn't think about the other kids in the classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all, that's the only reason I took it down. Not because I can handle negative comments.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. I've looked the devil in the eye. Yep. If you don't think my bit is funny, I could care less about that.
Yeah.
But I'm never going to apologize for a bit because everybody wants me to push it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't, I said, you can't bat 1,000.
Yeah.
the only time I ever took something down was something else gun related. I was in a church and I was sitting behind a guy that had a gun, no gun or guns. You can't take our guns and you can't take our freedom. I go, it's weird flex for church. And then somebody said, hey, Sandy Hook was yesterday.
Oh, yikes.
I just go, oh, yeah. And I took that down.
Yeah.
And that you should be allowed to. Oh, yeah. Wrong timing.
It's a mistake.
Oh, yeah. It's a mistake. Yeah. That should be allowed.
Yeah.
Without getting crucified for
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Will this video ever see the light of day?
Can we splice it into the episode?
I don't know. You have,
you're so nervous.
You have the audio, right?
Yeah, the audio's there.
Because I'm always going to screenshot it and take it.
Yeah.
I don't mind. What should we do? You get to the news?
Yeah,
you
before
get to the news or
before we do, can we talk about something?
Oh, I know what it is.
You know what I want to talk about.
Yeah. Miracle Brand.
Yes, dude.
Bro, Miracle Brand are the sheets.
Yes.
That we've had. I haven't washed mine.
Okay.
That's definitely not in their copy.
It's been a while.
There's not. When did we first announce that?
This is probably two months.
It's not 2 months.
It might be, though.
Well, I haven't washed my sheets in 2 months.
Okay, there you go.
That's concerning.
A little bit.
That's not in their ad copy, by the way.
No.
You can. They can. They're cleaner.
Well, they are. I mean, they're
cleaner.
They're self-cleaning. They're infused with a natural silver. Yeah. It prevents 99.9% of bacterial growth, so they stay cleaner and fresher 3 times longer. Now, is 3 times longer 2 months?
I don't know.
Maybe not, but a wash wouldn't hurt.
Better for your skin. Luxurious comfort, quality. Miracle Sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of luxury brands.
Do your sheets, because you haven't washed them, do they smell at all?
No, they smell
Yeah,
great.
Of course they don't.
They smell like lavender and honey.
Yeah, because they're self-cleaning.
I also sprinkle lavender and honey on them. But
that helps. That kidding. Definitely helps.
I don't know. But how do you know? Keely's going to be rolling her eyes. I'm not even looking over there because she's going to be like, are you guys serious? Mm-hmm. How do you know when sheets are dirty, when they have a stain on them?
How do you know when sheets are dirty?
Yeah, when you can look at them and go, oh, I should clean that.
When my wife says they are. That's how I know.
Yeah, well, you should. What do you do? Once a week? Once a week? Don't lie on this podcast. Once a week is nuts, dude.
We're probably once a week in my house, too. I take zero responsibility for that.
It was not 2 months ago when I put these things on there.
Dude, it might be.
It was before Christmas.
Right.
Because I remember I got cornered at Christmas by my aunt. And she said, these... The Miracle Brand. She goes, I thought you were bringing them to Christmas. I go, what? I didn't bring any down here. I'm not bringing it. You got to know what size sheets people have.
True.
Upgrade. What do you want to read the copy?
Hit it.
Now you go.
Okay. Go to trymiracle.com/net positive. Try these sheets today. We got a special deal for our listeners. We haven't named our fan base yet, by the way. Do we want to name
people send me things all the time and I don't know yet. Yeah.
Like the
Net Posse. I go, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or Net.
That's
like,
cute.
Like Netty Potters or something. I go, no.
For sure not that one.
No.
Well, anyways.
I don't like any of these.
You guys can save over 40% if you use our promo code NETPOSITIVE at checkout. You can save even more. Plus, get 3 free towels. So upgrade your sleep with Miracle Brand. Go to trymiracle.com/NETPOSITIVE. Use the code NETPOSITIVE. Claim your 3-piece towel set, save over 40% off.
I don't think I want to be in anybody's the name of anybody's thing.
What do you
mean? Are you in anybody's?
Am I a
fan club?
Am I a directioner or a believer
of something? I don't think I want it. I think that's demeaning.
Yeah, it is a little bit.
Like, oh, I'm like,
patronizing.
I'm like you guys do whatever. Like, I don't even like when people call their followers friends.
Yeah,
that bothers me.
Yeah.
Hey, friends. We're not friends. I'm going to be the nicest guy you meet. If you meet me in public, I will be very kind.
Yeah.
And we'll chop it up and we'll talk about whatever.
Yep.
But we aren't friends.
Right.
I would like to be these people's friends.
Yeah.
The listeners. Wasn't there somebody that was emailed from like Cambodia or something like that?
Yes.
We'll get to that afterwards.
We'll
wrap it up with, you want to do one or two pieces of news?
Let's hit some news. We got some quick hitters this week. I think we can get through a few.
Oh, let's go.
All right. Here we go. Somebody sent this in, actually. A fan DM'd me this. And let me get the sound real quick.
Hey! Hey! Wake up!
He's laughing, dude. Was he laughing?
There's a Bud Light can sitting in there, and he's passed clean out. That's what he did to me. He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home.
Oh, man.
I forget who DM'd me this. Whoever DM'd me this, thank you. This is amazing.
This is the best clip we've ever had.
Dude,
the,
and it's so
title,
on brand.
You didn't read the title. Amish Man DUI.
Yep.
He was asleep inside the buggy.
So the it's two cops on the road, yep. And there's a buggy coming at him. And the,
oh,
cop
the buggy's
is,
coming at him.
Yeah, the cop's like, hey, yo, stop. Like, stop. And it doesn't stop.
This
and
is incredible.
As it rolls by, yeah. You see an Amish guy
laughing.
No, the Amish guy's not laughing.
Cop is like chuckles.
The truck. The guy goes, horse what? Is just taking him home. The guy's asleep. He's passed out drunk in the buggy.
He goes, wait, well, let's watch it again. Let's watch it again. That's incredible, dude.
Hey. Hey.
The click clacks.
Wake up.
He laughs.
There's a Bud Light can sitting in there, and he passed clean out.
That's what he did to me.
He'll go home. The horse knows how to get home.
I'm converting, dude.
Orwell, Ohio.
I'm converting to being Amish.
That
is
incredible. The horse knows how to get home.
The horse knows how to get home. He didn't sweat it for 1 second.
The other cop just looks at him like, yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, the horse. And they weren't going fast, no. But he's like just trotting home.
You can hear exactly how fast the horse is going by the click.
That's an absolute W. That is an absolute W.
I thought it was a great find coming out of
incredible.
Last week's episode, too.
Could you get a DUI for that?
I'm sure you could.
Yeah, you have to.
Because you can get one on a bicycle.
Driving a scooter. Course.
Yeah.
We talked about this on Ernest's podcast, I think.
We did?
When you were on?
Yeah. There was a guy who was riding a horse and had passed out on top of the horse.
Yeah.
And gave him a DUI. Even though he knew the horse was going to go home. Here's my thing. What if the horse's route home is through the woods? What if the horse is like, oh, I know I got to go that way. And it's just like.
He takes him. But that horse is bad. Horses are smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Horse, they know. Yeah. He's just taking him. He knows exactly how to get. And if he doesn't, he's not going outside of the community.
Right.
A horse, what's his radius?
Like, what's his mental Google map?
Before he's going to like, before he has to like recharge at the Tesla stop.
Oh, nice. Like, when does he need to refuel?
Yeah. When does he pull over into the field and start eating?
Yeah, he's probably got, I would guess,
10
he's probably
miles.
Got like 10 on him. Yeah. Yeah. I think 10's a safe estimate.
Depends on the weight of the guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. He taking him home.
He knows where to go.
The cops goes, honestly, this is going to cause more. We've caused more of a problem.
Yeah. We got in the way.
We got the lights and the horse. He'll take him home. That's unbelievable.
Horse knows how to get home.
He taking him home. And honestly, I haven't been drunk, obviously. I haven't drank in what? But I remember times when you go, hey, we're drinking, but I'm not driving, but I still have to get home.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were in, it was probably 2018 where we were on the end of our tour. And we all go out to like a bar to celebrate the end of the tour.
Nice.
And the drinks are free and everybody's toasting and everything. And then we go, well, whatever happens here, we still got to get into an Uber and obviously call one, gather in one and navigate our way all the way back to the venue where the bus is to that's where we're going to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I never forget this. Somebody said, the tour manager goes, hey, the bus is coming here. And then we all just lost control.
Yeah.
Because we were like, oh, we don't have to, there's no tasks.
You just freed us of our responsibilities.
Yeah, we're done now.
Whatever now, yeah.
So you having a beer, you're in the horse, because you go, well, I got to drive. I can't.
Right.
I still got to navigate home. Well, I'm getting an Uber. You still have to be cognizant enough to call the Uber, look it up, get in there, go to it,
right.
Go home, get your keys, put in your code, get into your house, into your bed. You still got a lot of things to do. So you're like, I can't black out.
Not this guy. He goes, Seabiscuit will get me back.
Yeah.
So we're good.
He goes, I'm in the buggy.
Yeah, I did my part already.
The horse knows how to get home.
I've passed the baton off to the horse. It's on him now.
I'm good.
You know where we're going.
I respect it, dude.
You got us here.
Yeah, you know how to take us. And then he'll sit in his driveway. The horse is, he'll be, or might just go into the field. The horse is, I don't know what he'll do.
Is, like, the horse isn't going to just like randomly accelerate. Like,
yeah, you know what I mean? He's like, he's not just going to take him home. Like, that's incredible. Where is that at?
That's in Ohio.
I want to get this guy to my show.
Orwell, Ohio.
I wonder where Orwell, Ohio is. I probably got a show around there. That is incredible.
Shout out
to
the next one.
Shout out to that guy. Yeah.
All right. This is DJ Khaled. At it again.
I've seen this.
So he's in a golf cart. Looks like he's beached in some sand.
Another one.
Life. Roblox.
No.
Don't let nothing stop you. Cause we ain't stopping. We gonna keep going. Dude.
Bro, he's that's the like greatest.
That's the greatest.
He's the greatest.
He knows he's okay. First of all, if you are if your golf cart is, that's a wild outfit, by the way. That's a wild outfit to wear on a golf course. But if your golf cart is stuck, the number one thing that would get it unstuck is a 275-pound man.
Just get out.
Get out of it, dude. And you help push. This guy, whoever is his caddy, whoever.
Yeah.
Is there two sets of golf clubs on there or one?
It looks like two.
Yep. So it's him and that guy. Yeah, there's two on there. He's trying to push him out of the sand.
His manager. Wild. Or something.
So he's gassing it up as much as he can.
Spinning the wheels.
Yeah. He gets him out of there, goes up onto the curb, and then
he does what he does.
He becomes, dude, DJ Khaled.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's a...
Bro, pulling up and just going, life.
That was... It's like, dude, all these... There's
no inappropriate times to do exactly that. To just go
life,
no matter what, that hits.
Just cancels your Uber. Life,
funeral.
Life. Can look toward the camera and do. That's like that Gary Vee clip. Remember we watched that?
Perspective.
You go, what? That's just you. Like, everybody knows DJ Khaled for. I didn't see the end of that, but I knew he was going to do something like that.
Yeah.
And also, if you're stuck. Or light, or whatever challenges, you know, all those challenges, by the way, were created by him making a poor choice. There's a golf cart has a path.
Mm-hmm.
It, like
cart path.
That cart path.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where, that's what it's called.
How are you off it perpendicular? I have no idea.
I love that he's like breaking character.
At the end is
it's
perfect.
The first time I've seen him like laugh through something.
At the beginning,
like
he
this.
Breaks character.
Right. Well, when he pulls up, like he's laughing through what he's saying. But
life. Roblox. Don't let nothing stop you. We ain't stopping. We gonna keep going.
He's like, I can't believe this is my life. This is
he's
what
like,
I do.
He goes, I know I'm like doing my DJ Khaled thing, but I know y'all like me for this, but I don't believe this one.
I wonder if
this
does
is the
it.
Time I don't believe it.
I wonder if he does it just like among his friends and family, like if he'll just be like Roblox.
No, didn't his wife get mad?
Really?
Yeah, look up DJ Khaled wife angry or something like that, because his wife was like, you got to stop this, dude.
Just
I think
turning
that was like
everything
four or five
lesson.
Years ago.
DJ Khaled's wife gets angry at him while working out.
Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Try that. When is that from? She goes, hey, that's it. I think that might be it. I think that's it.
There's going to be an ad on it.
She goes, hey, can you stop doing the thing?
This isn't going to be censored either, so maybe we don't play it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just based on that quote.
We just cut it?
Yeah.
We'll go to skip the ad. We can just mute it. I think it's that.
You can do it. You can do it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This is
all
it.
All that talk.
What?
Is that it?
You talk or do it.
Yeah, shut the up. Yeah, you in the background.
Yo,
talking
shit.
Need to work out.
Chill, man.
Need to work out without you talking.
Shit,
everywhere.
Calm down. Yo, chill. Man.
Yo, chill.
Yeah, he's like, hey.
I'm helping.
Five sets of five. And she goes, bop, 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 bop. But yo, stop with all the DJ Khaled stuff. It's so funny.
I can work out without you talking.
That's like if you go like somebody's like with like Larry the Cable Guy, and you're like, he's being like Larry the Cable Guy, but like at a family reunion. But I know him; he's not like that. But a lot of guys take the public persona because he knows a camera came on,
right?
Gosh, that's unbelievable.
Yeah, the moment he sees the phone being held up, he's like, oh, I'm on. Here we
but
go.
But seems likable.
Yeah, dude.
Makes
I think
me
he's
like
the
him.
Best.
Yeah, good for him.
Such a teddy bear.
We love DJ Khaled.
Let's hit this one.
All right. Oh, no.
Yes, sir. This is Rosetta. She came in tonight with pain all over her body. She even had surgery on her vocal cords because there was some blockage. But that pain is leaving her body. And she believes tonight God has healed her vocal cords. And she's believing that she can sing tonight.
What happened to you?
Well, I've got a very long story.
Touch.
Smiling. That's a wild outfit.
Don't put it on me. That means you're rejoicing because you're ready to go.
So he just cut her off the moment she was like, it's a very long story. Oh, he's dressed like Captain Crunch, first of all.
Oh, that's why they call his name's not Captain Crunch. That somebody put the caption on there.
Yeah.
Captain Crunch, don't have time for no long-winded story.
He really is.
Yeah, but that's a wild outfit.
Just to cut her off.
I love touch. And everybody started laughing. That's what we've breached this topic a couple times because in there, mm-hmm. that is accepted.
Yeah.
But this is the internet now.
Yep.
So now you're gonna get crushed for that.
Right.
But in that that's like me doing in your audio because I'll play the video here because it's like it's appropriate here.
Right.
But then if it gets you're like, do you want to send it to you and post it? I go, no, because if it gets right. out of the here,
right.
it's like.
That was like the thrusting.
Wildly thing, the Santa, out of pocket.
The Santa guy's thrusting in the church. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like, they all had fun there.
They that was their.
We weren't supposed to see
but
that.
But it's not for us.
Yeah.
That's not for us.
Yeah.
And he said, I don't know what y'all trying to get home to. He was like self-aware enough. I mean, I always find myself, I guess, not supporting it, which is like, cool
with
me.
I think that's hilarious.
Yeah,
no one for him to be like, y'all are laughing because you want to go home too.
Yeah. Now you're a little, you might be a little, but that's
we got her healed. That's what's important. Yeah, wrap it up.
We got her to do whatever the thing is.
Yeah.
He said, and look how low she goes, well, it's a long, like that was long.
Touch.
And they started laughing. And he started laughing. That's what I love about a lot of these is because when the pastor or pope or bishop or whatever becomes human.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then you go, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a human.
Yes.
He's human like us.
Or like Khaled, just breaking character, laughing human. Through that thing. It's like, you know exactly. Okay,
yeah, we put him fun. Up to be something. He's human guy.
It's more fun.
Human person? Cool. Nice. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Same.
I support it. Yeah. Now, his name's not Captain Crunch.
No.
But that's a wild. That's I wish a wild it was. Content.
Pastor Crunch. let's hit some emails. We'll get out of here.
Wrap it up. Let's do it.
All right, this one says, hello, John, Alex, and the other guy that talks in the background.
What's up?
Yo, Andrew. Yeah.
I am Goodness from Nigeria.
Oh, I like this already. Solid that's name. The name.
Yep.
They have names like that over there.
Goodness?
Yeah, that's a great one. They have all the fruits of the spirit. They got them all, the whole family.
Love that. Over here, tipping is not a thing. Okay. If you get tipped as a bartender or waitress, you'll be so grateful for it. Okay. Tipping is for the big guys who obviously have money. Mm-hmm. 90% of people here don't care much about tipping. Love the pod, by the way.
Wow, dude. First of all, that's wild to get an email from Nigeria.
The pod is in Nigeria.
Goodness.
Goodness.
Good night, goodness. Goodness. I wonder when he listens.
Yeah, he's probably like, I don't know, 8 hours ahead?
Wait,
9 hours ahead?
Is it a guy or a girl?
Sorry, you're right. Goodness.
Come on. Wow.
There I go.
Guys.
There I go. I'll see myself out.
I'm Goodness. What do you think? Vote. Keely? Do you think it's a guy? I assumed it was a guy.
I assumed it was a guy too.
Andrew Santino is one of my buddies. I've been on his podcast before. He had a special, his Netflix special came out this week. He did a whole bit at the end, similar to this, where he told a whole story about a person. I'm going to give it away the bit. You hear it?
No, but and then where you're going.
He goes, and you assumed that person was
blank.
Yeah, or white, or mm-hmm. you assume, and you go, yep, we did. Mm-hmm. And then I texted him, I got some brilliant piece of social commentary.
Nice.
Because we all assumed that person.
That's funny.
It was basically the joke is like it was someone with Down syndrome.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And he goes,
yeah.
You assume they were white.
Yeah.
I got to see him live.
And I go, I love his Andrew pods. Santino's great. But you go, I never seen anyone non-white.
Wait, what?
With Down syndrome.
That as a soundbite is going to be wild. I've never seen anyone non-white.
I don't even know how to say that, but I go.
You've never seen somebody with Down syndrome that's a race other than white?
Yes. Have you? That's like somebody, this joke is always like, you never seen like a pregnant Asian person.
Mm.
And you're like, oh, I guess I haven't. But of course you have.
Have you heard the conspiracy theory that Australia's fake?
Dude.
Because thing. I thought about this
it's
week.
It's like flat earth?
Yeah. It's along those lines. And I think the biggest piece of evidence there is, have you ever seen an Australian child? I didn't think so.
Dog.
Never.
Like a kid talking like, aight.
Right. Never. Aight. Never seen that.
Ever seen an Australian child?
I've never seen one.
So the conspiracy is Australia doesn't exist?
Right.
Wait, we might be going on tour over there.
Well, you can let me know where you actually go, because apparently it's not Australia.
Well, what's the conspiracy that they're actors?
That it is not actually a landmass down there. It's somewhere else. I don't know. I haven't dug that deep.
I might be in on this.
I'm saying.
I might be in on
this. We'll check in on it next week.
Yeah.
We got some more tipping emails.
Oh, yeah. A lot about tipping.
Yeah. From James D. Yo, what's good, guys?
Fellas.
I had a weird tipping occurrence that
two
deeply...
Dudes, by the way. Two dude fans.
Maybe. If we're voting on that first one.
I'm not sure.
I had a weird tipping occurrence that deeply offended the person who received the tip, and I wanted your weigh-in. Here's the situation. I was at a casino, and the guy next to me at a Texas Hold'em table hit a jackpot of $25,000. It was crazy. He decided to cash out, and he tipped the dealer $750. When he left, the dealer got pissed. Who's in the wrong here? Love the show. Keep it up. So I looked this up because I'm not.
All right, before you say.
Go ahead.
Okay. Sometimes tipping is relative to the cost. Like if you get a Gatorade, if you're going skiing at Vail and you get to go to the top of the mountain, you need a Gatorade. The Gatorade's $15 up there.
Mm-hmm.
It should be $15 up there.
Right.
But on the ground at a gas station, it's $1.50.
Right.
So it's the same thing. Different prices. And I go, when I was at Opryland and valet was $50,
mm-hmm.
I was like, this is already too much. If the valet is free,
right?
Because the cost has to matter. If the valet is free mm-hmm. and they have your car and they have it when you, and your parking is going to take an hour,
yep.
I would tip the guy. I might tip him $50.
Sure.
Because that value, what you're getting there. So if you go sit down, I don't gamble,
right?
But I think it is certain percentages. That's what you looked up. Don't tell me.
I looked it up. It is a certain percentage. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So it's. I'm guessing if it's 10%, you got to tip the guy to $2,500 at 10%.
Right.
Right. So I'm guessing it was. He tipped less than that. He tipped way less than that. Probably 5%. But the dealer. I don't gamble, but the dealer has done nothing. The dealer is working there. And I know that if you have like, you win 100 chips, I thought you give a guy 2 chips or something. What do you look up?
So it looks like standard tipping is 3 to 5% at the table.
Okay, so he's right on.
So I think that lines up, right?
Yeah.
So I don't understand why he would get pissed here.
All right, I thought they were tipping. Yeah. Okay, first of all, would you work hourly? You do, I'm guessing, if you're a dealer.
Yeah. Yeah, you have a shift.
For what? $20 an hour, 30, 40?
I don't know.
Let
me look that up.
What is that job called?
What is a Vegas dealer?
Vegas strip car dealer salary per hour? It probably would be per hour. 18 to 90, that doesn't help.
Yeah, because you're getting tips too. That makes sense. So it says 38 grand.
Okay, per year. All right, so
your salary,
so
that's plus 20, you're
that's,
making tips.
That's around $20 an hour,
mm-hmm.
$20-$25 an hour, plus tips. So you can, if you work in high stakes,
it's saying
the MGM,
you can expect anywhere from $15 to $50 per hour in tips on average.
Okay, and that's a tippable job, but it's also it's not like Jemima's job is zero.
Yeah, dollars. What'd she say? $2.13
an hour. So that's all you have is tips.
Yeah,
I mean, I would guess
that's $4,200 a year.
All right, I think if you are playing blackjack mm-hmm. against the dealer and it's only you there
mm-hmm.
and you're there for 6 hours, they mm-hmm. don't even, they rotate through tables, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, I think pretty quick.
They tap out. Yeah. Where they'll do this whole thing, show you. They're not
everybody moves
cards,
around. Yeah, moves around. I played in Tulsa one time at a casino because I was bored.
Mm-hmm.
But we played for like a bit.
Loitering.
Loitering, dude. And thank you. All right, yeah. Proves my point. People are going to email this week and they're going to be like, thank you for that loitering. Mm-hmm. I never heard it like that.
Yeah.
Probably not.
He asked who's in the wrong here. I think
the dealer.
I think the dealer is. Like, yeah. I don't understand what you want.
You can
here,
never
man.
Get mad. If you're gonna put the tipping on us as a choice,
yeah.
Then you can't get mad.
Mm-hmm.
You can be like that person is not a good person.
Yeah, you can think that.
You're allowed to think that.
Yep.
You're allowed to absolutely be like that guy is that, but you can't. This is our choice.
I would also think that like for just as many people who tip low,
yeah,
there's probably on the other side of that spectrum
way
just
high.
As many people who tip high.
Way high.
I would think more people actually tip more.
That's why we're going zero or 20 plus.
Yeah.
I like that. I like that energy, but definitely the dealer.
Next one. Luther T. Strong name.
Hey, Luther T.
Love the pod. Listen each week. Been following for a while. We have a great coffee shop in our town that has a square register.
Okay.
So this is the iPad one that we're talking about.
Going.
Spins
yep,
around.
Yep, yep.
Coffee runs $5 to $6 and asks for tip.
Okay.
I was apprehensive about tipping, but I always do. I don't go if I can't afford to tip. They also have They also have a tip jar.
Okay, for cash.
I asked about it. They said that management takes part of the tip through Square, but if you tip cash in the jar, they only split it amongst themselves, workers.
Okay.
I never carry cash, so I didn't tip that day. Brought cash the next time. Have you heard about managers taking tip money? Makes sense.
Yep. Okay. That's exactly what I thought.
Yeah.
I go, if you tip cash, I assume it's going to the shift.
Yeah.
But if you tip on the, it's going into numbers.
Right.
Onto checks. And
yeah.
The cash is the cash.
Right.
At the end of the valet shift, we got $119 here.
Yep.
And we have 5 employees.
Yep.
$20, $25 each person. Got it. That, I knew that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, but I thought that.
Yeah, you
once
had
it goes into numbers, you can't say, because I would, if you're an hourly employee and you're at the airport, you're like, you would know how much you take in. I would be interested to see if that came on, that exact number came onto your paycheck.
Right.
And I doubt it.
I wonder what the split looks like.
And the managers take they have like a convenience fee or they have a.
Yeah, processing.
Which is wild that the managers take some of it.
They're not even in the building.
Yeah. But I don't understand about if somebody gets, like, if you're at a restaurant and you get cut early. How do you divide up those tips?
What do you mean you get cut early?
Like what if everyone is not getting off? What if everyone's not closing?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like are you cutting the tips at the end of the shift or do they roll over?
And you're
over?
Cutting the tips at the end of the shift. There's 4 people. There's 2 guys making the coffee, 3 people out here serving. You got $100, split it 5 ways.
Right.
If somebody that closes at 10, somebody gets cut at 8.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like a lot of math.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if people get cut like on Broadway all the time, I'm sure because they're slow night. You've been down there when it's like, oh, it's after like the Titans game was the day before or the when July 4th or New Year's Eve was on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
So like no one's going out on Sunday.
Yep.
Typically people go.
Right.
But then you go, all right, no one's here.
Yep.
And they show up. They got a full schedule of employees. They go, all right, never mind. You cut.
Right.
That's it. I don't know.
It's a tough one.
That's tough.
This one's even tougher. This is the last one.
All right, here we go.
Hey, guys. This is Emily S. I work for a coffee roaster.
Female.
Yes. Assuming. I work for a coffee roaster, and we have a retail cafe that accepts tips.
Okay.
We have since the beginning, but the average has gone up since COVID.
I think the center of this is coffee.
Interesting.
The tipping.
Yeah.
That's what the coffee is like the ground zero.
Yeah, it is.
Of tipping.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of doing something in front. That's the first time you ever saw register-based tipping.
Coffee. Yeah.
Primarily, because they're going and they're doing something for you. It's right there. You can watch it.
Yep.
They're bringing it to you, but it's not a sit-down and you have a check.
Yeah.
It's coffee.
It's quick. It's
getting
easy,
coffee
it's
is like the main. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
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 Right now, our baristas make around $10.50 an hour from us, and on average, 9 per hour from the customers between cash and credit cards. So on tips.
Okay, so 20. All right.
So they're basically
10 and 10.
They're almost doubling. Yeah.
All right.
We have a great atmosphere in our cafe. Blah, 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 blah. But then we got into a couple situations in the last 2 years where we want to promote somebody to help with another part of the business, like production or graphic design, okay, even a leadership role, yep, and they almost don't even consider the promotion because they would get paid less overall because they would be losing their ability to collect tips.
Yep.
So the margins aren't huge in coffee. Our leadership team isn't rich, but yeah, we got it. So people are basically saying, like, I actually would rather not take the promotion because I'm going to lose 10 an hour goes to 15 and I'm losing 5 from tips.
Yeah. So you're going to take 15 an hour to be the graphic designer.
Right.
Or whatever.
Right.
But it's hamstrings you.
Right.
It's like,
you get locked in basically where it's like, if I can't get tips, then why would I take,
it's like being a stripper.
It's it's just like being a stripper.
No, because you're like, you're 22, 23 mm-hmm. and you're making.
Yeah. You're bringing in $5,000 a night.
You haven't even seen before. Yep. And now they're like, well, if you want to like start in your career, you're going to go and make.
Yeah. You're going to go to hairdressing school
and make $30,000 in a year.
Yeah.
You go, I don't think so.
Yeah.
It locks you in.
And your license to do hair costs you $10,000. And
it does. It does. I guess. Like, why would it? But that's I think we should have asked Jemima about this, but like it could long term, it could like hamstring you.
Yeah.
Because where are you going to go?
Right.
Just the most money. That's exactly what he's talking about here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Broadway bartending plays into that.
But
too,
I left,
for sure.
When I left my 9-to-5 job, I was making $32,000 a year.
Nice.
That's how much I was making. And I left it to become a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
$32,000 a year.
Yeah.
If that was 50, I wouldn't have left.
Mm.
If that, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If that was any more than that, it would be too, like if I got out of the gate, they're like, we're starting you at 120.
Mm-hmm.
I'm there for life.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's comfy.
What is that? Isn't there a golden handcuffs or something like that?
I don't know.
There's something about the golden handcuffs. It'd like be your handcuffed to the, yeah. That's why I don't tip, because I want to see people flourish and I don't want to see them, you know, tied down to the coffee shop.
That's really thoughtful of you.
No, it's not about me. I'm trying to help others.
Yeah. You're doing your part, man.
Hit us up in the email, netpositive@gmail.com. Is that what it is?
No, netpositive@johnchriscomedy.com.
What am I talking about?
Net positive. Then do we want to push the video mailbox as well?
Yeah, the video mailbox. We wanted to do that because people always ask about it.
Yeah.
They go, John, where's if you have it, we offer advice.
Yeah.
Obviously, tipping situations, dating situations, religious situations, gun situations.
Right now, for sure. Yeah. Yeah, we are now.
Road rage situations.
Yeah.
We'll help you. You need any advice in life, we'll help you find the net positive.
Yeah. That link is in every one of our social media bios. It's a Linktree link. And in that, it says net positive video mailbox. You can click on that. You can throw a video in there.
You can be on the show.
Be on the show.
You can be on the show. And we're going to figure out a way to get some people in here if we can.
So. Yeah, I think we should fill this up.
Let's go. Net positive. We'll see you next week.
I mean, yeah, sure, it was a little weird, but on the net. It was a positive. It was a positive. Dude, you cannot be serious. On the net, it's a positive.